many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. My theme for reflection is Eyes on the Prize. Eyes on the Prize. A young athlete once trained tirelessly for a marathon. She ran through rain, snow, and exhaustion, always reminding herself of the finish line. The day of the race arrived, and as she ran, the temptation to stop grew stronger. Her legs ached. Her breath was short, and doubts filled her mind. But then she looked up and saw her coach at the final stretch cheering her on. Renewed by his encouragement, she pressed forward and finished strong. This is the image the writer of Hebrews 12, 1 to 3 paints for us. Life is not a casual stroll. It is a race of endurance. We are not running alone. A great cloud of witnesses, those who have gone before us in faith, surrounds us, cheering us on. Their stories remind us that perseverance is possible, that faith can withstand trials, and that the finish line is worth it. But to run well, we must cast aside every weight and sin that clings so closely. A runner does not wear heavy boots or carry a backpack in a marathon. Yet, in our spiritual race, we often try to run while carrying burdens, guilt from past mistakes, the distractions of materialism, the fear of failure, or the need for human approval. These things slow us down. Lent is a time to recognize the extra weight we carry and to lay it down at the feet of Christ. How do we keep running when we feel exhausted? The answer is simple but powerful. Look to Jesus. He is both the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. He has already run the race. He has endured suffering, rejection, and the weight of the cross, all for the joy set before him. That joy was not only his victory but ours as well, the redemption of his people. When we look at him, we find strength to keep going. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did the most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next." The more we focus on Christ and the eternal joy that awaits us, the less the troubles of this life will discourage us. Jesus endured suffering because he knew what lay ahead. We too must fix our eyes beyond the temporary pains and distractions of this life and run toward the joy of eternity with him. The race is not about speed, but about endurance. Some days running may feel like crawling. Some seasons may feel like an uphill battle, but we do not run alone. Jesus, our great coach, stands at the finish line, calling us forward. He has already won the race. All we have to do is keep our eyes on him and take the next step. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what burdens, whether sin, fear, or distractions, do I need to lay down to run this race with endurance? Number two, how can I keep my focus on Jesus rather than the struggles and temptations of daily life? Now let me take our practical exercise for today. Find a quiet place and spend 5 minutes writing down the weights that are slowing you down in your faith journey. Then in prayer, surrender each one to Jesus, asking him to help you release them so you can run with endurance. Lord Jesus, you have run the race before me, and you now stand at the finish line cheering me on. Help me to lay down every weight and sin that entangles me. Give me endurance when I feel weary and strength when I am weak. Fix my eyes on you so that I may run with faith, knowing that the joy set before me is greater than any trial I face. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.